I'm Avi Wolfman. Arendt, you are listening to WHYY. There are a lot of records in sports, maybe too many records, but there are only a few where people actually remember the number involved, like Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak or the 4-minute mile. And then there's Wilt Chamberlain. On this night, 60 years ago, the legendary Philadelphia Warriors center scored 100 points in a single game. It is still the signature record in basketball history, and it helped launch the legend of Wilt, a superstar who would help establish the NBA at a time when it was not a behemoth. We're going to revisit that historic night right now with sports writer Gary Pomerantz, the author of Wilt 1962, The Night of 100 Points and the Dawn of a New Era. First, I ask Gary why this game between the Philadelphia Warriors and the New York Knicks was played, of all places, in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Well, you must put away any notions of today's NBA when you consider the 1962 NBA, because now it's exploding lights and flash and glamour. And back in 1962, it was more of a lounge act, a league in search of itself, a carnival kind of atmosphere. The crowds were so small, the joke went back then, that PA announcers would introduce the starting lineups before the game, and then they would introduce each fan in the crowd because there were so few of them. But the game was played in Hershey because the league was trying to grow new fans.
And let's set the scene a little. It's a cold Friday night, early March, pretty big arena, but it's what, half filled, basically? Maybe less?
Half filled in the famous chocolate town of Hershey. Half filled. Eddie Gottlieb was the owner of the Philadelphia Warriors. And though Gotti, as he was known, was round, his estimates for crowd totals never were because they seemed more realistic. So this was 4,124, and that did not include the kids who snuck into the arena in the usual ways.
So Wilt was obviously a dominant player, and that season he was particularly dominant as a scorer. But he only scored 100 points once. So what happened on this particular night on the court that allowed him to reach this, you know, unsurpassed peak?
Well, a few things happened off the court that allowed him to reach this unsurpassed peak of 100 points. Most significantly, perhaps, the Knicks had two centers. And the Knicks' two centers were both 6'10". One, Daryl Imhoff, was a rookie. The other, a more experienced player, was named Phil Jordan. But Phil Jordan didn't play that night because he'd gone out on a late-night bender the night before and was vomiting in the hotel room in Harrisburg. So that meant that Wilt Chamberlain was matched against Daryl Imhoff. Well, Imhoff committed 6 fouls and therefore fouled out of the game after playing just 20 minutes. Well, a basketball game, as you know, is 48 minutes. That means for 28 minutes of that game in Hershey, the tallest player the Knicks had was 6'8" Cleveland Buckner. And he's little remembered because this was sort of a brief career he had, and he was reed thin. No match for Chamberlain.
This game was not televised. It was broadcast on radio, and my understanding is that there are some recordings of the fourth quarter that are still around. How does that change our relationship to the feat itself?
Well, what we have is the fourth quarter play-by-play call of WCAU sportscaster Bill Campbell. And that's that moment when Wilt scores and you hear Campbell leaning forward and screaming into his microphone.
He made it! He made it! He made it! He made it! The fans are all over the floor!
It's a wonderful sports moment. And there's something about radio that TV can't touch, and that is it's launched into the imagination. You can't see it. Your imagination is triggered by it, though, and the game, you know, has sort of been launched into sports mythology.
There is something about this specific record that, for me, goes well beyond sports and goes to math, the base 10 number system. The fact that he scored 100 and didn't hit, let's say, 3 more free throws. The fact that it's 100 just, to me, has always stood out and imbued it with something that I can't quite put my finger on.
Well, Wilt came with a body and an ego perfectly sculpted for dominating this game. And the ego was essential. For a player to score 100 points in an NBA game, he must not only want to do it, he must, on a deeper level, need to do it, to take an opponent, an entire sport, really, and bend it to his will to show that it could be done, and only by him. And in the number 100, there was a symbolic magic. In our culture, you know, the number 100, it's a century. It's a perfect score on a test. Scoring 100, I think, meant infinitely more than scoring, say, 97 or 103. 100 was a monument.
Well, Gary Pomerantz, author of Wilt 1962, The Night of 100 Points and the Dawn of a New Era. Gary, thanks so much for talking.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
As I walk through this world, nothing can stop me.